For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is part two of our coverage of the anti-DEA symposium held last week in Montreal. Next up, we hear from Professor Diane Riley, a senior policy analyst with the Canadian Foundation for Drug Policy and one of the founding members of the International Harm Reduction Association.
Help us in our worldwide campaign to end drug prohibition and the U.S. stranglehold on good policy. As a Canadian, I'm concerned that our country, which is always the kinder, gentler, freer country in the world, is in danger of losing all of that. And I think we have to work very, very hard and be vigilant to ensure that that does not happen. I'm concerned that drug prohibition, the results of U.S. hegemony around the world, its exportation of its morals, not only to do with drugs, but also to do with sexual morality, and therefore its ban on condoms, and funding of condoms, or lack of funding of condoms, I should say, that it's been exported around the world, and it's one of the worst policies of the 20th century. And I hope that we will not carry it too far into this century. The results of this policy is that we have drugs everywhere. It is easier for children to buy crystal meth and crack cocaine than it is to get marijuana, than it is to get alcohol, than it is to get much, much better, less harmful substances. And the result has been a catastrophe. But the illicit drugs are illicit or illegal only by accident and the virtue of racism. The licit drugs are there primarily because they're promoted by vast multinationals, many of the companies owned by U.S. Now, in Canada, we've been blessed with some good examples of sensible policy. We were able to get syringe exchange. Myself and colleagues were able to start those in the mid-1980s in Toronto, and they're now in place throughout Canada. We were also able to have some success with medical marijuana, but then under U.S. pressure, we started to buckle. As a result, we've had a decade of dithering from our last government, and I fear we'll have a decade of withering from our present government.
If you would like to hear the rest of this speech or any of the speeches from Canada, I urge you to go to our website, which is drugtruth.net. We'll be reporting more from the Montreal Conference on this week's Century of Lies program as well. Does the New World Order mean just one government? Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.